This podcast is not suitable for children or those who are easily disturbed. Spoiler warning for whatever is in the title of this episode.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share and subscribe. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to thehorrorofbabylonpodcast@gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible and all other major podcast apps.
Welcome to a very special bonus episode of The Horror of Babylon, where we are discussing The Boogeyman by Stephen King. I am Ryan, and with me as always is Daniel. Say hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
And thank you to our patrons, Abigail the First, Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, and Defeater of SIDS, and...
SIDS.
Sudden Infant Death Syndrome.
I should have known.
That's her mutant power. She can nullify it.
She can nullify Sid.
Yeah.
And Logan the Full
Metal. No, that was bad. And Logan the Full Metal Patron. I had to say it because Daniel was on the floor. And thank you to the comic book place, Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming, where you can visit them at the Morgantown Mall in Morgantown, West Virginia, or the Mall at Robinson in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and say hello to Ronald, the Booger Man of Christmas.
Is he the guy on the couch, or is he the guy in the chair?
Which one's the doctor?
The guy in the chair.
So he's the guy on the couch.
Okay.
And so for trigger warning, if you are going to read this short story and haven't yet, this heavily involves the death of children, and it's not super nice. Not that you can really be nice about it, but this is, if that's something that particularly triggers you, this is a rough story.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So our history with The Boogeyman, I read this a few years ago when I first read Night Shift. To me, and that's Stephen King's first short story collection, and this was one of the standouts in Night Shift. I think this is one of his scariest short stories, and overall I think it's one of his best short stories. And this is your first time reading this?
Yep.
The vampires are pure myth, superstition.
I may be able to bring you proof that the superstition of yesterday can become the scientific reality of today.
Okay, so just a little background. The Boogeyman was a short story from the Night Shift short story collection, which was published by Doubleday in 1978. Other short stories from that collection include the prequel and sequel to Salem's Lot, One More for the Road, and Jerusalem's Lot, and Night Surf, which is the Stand short story, which we did do an episode on all the way back in episode 10 of The Horror of Babylon.
Yes, we did.
It also includes probably my favorite Stephen King short story, The Lawnmower Man, which is Stephen King's almost like a parody of The Great God of Pan, which is super good.
I love Great God of Pan.
Yep, I've read that too. It's good.
Yeah.
The reason why we're doing this now is because next week it is being released as a theatrical film for the first time. There are multiple Dollar Baby adaptations, and there's actually there was a stage adaptation of this story in Scotland, but this is the first time that it'll be making it to the silver screen.
But is it really?
Based on the trailer, I would say no. And actually, before it was published in Night Shift, it was published as a standalone story in the magazine Cavalier. General discussion. This is your first time. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the Boogeyman?
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great way to frame a narrative, too. A guy talking to a psychiatrist.
Yep.
Telling a story. I'm sure that's either been done before or been done since, but...
For sure, yeah.
But it's a nice, fun way to frame a narrative. It kind of sets up certain expectations. And then you get to play with little stuff like how much of this is what he's telling true, what's in his head. And it's a good idea. It's a great way to tell a story.
I think I don't doubt much of what he says, mostly because the majority of what he says makes him out to be, like, the worst person in the world.
Yeah.
But he's also, like... Lester Billings mm-hmm. is the protagonist. It's a very everyday kind of terrible, but not like, you know, not like a...
I'm not going to tell you none of my weird sex shit. I know some people get off on that.
Not
me. We had a perfectly normal love life.
Yeah.
I fucking love the way this guy talks.
He says some pretty sexist and some pretty racist things very off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like, very and nonchalantly.
His face was all black, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, that's what we're dealing with.
Like a you-know-what in at church or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I forgot how Stephen King used to write in the 70s.
And I think he writes him like... a guy who wouldn't identify himself as a racist or a sexist. He's just like, well, that's just the way it is. Like, yeah. I mean, there's a point where he says, the most important thing of life is knowing your place.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has very specific ideas about what the place of a woman, a wife is.
Sometimes a woman traps you with them. My mom didn't even come to the wedding. Called her a streetwalker.
That's what my mom used to call them, was streetwalkers. Thought I would catch something.
I can't remember the specific term he used. Corner ladies?
Corner cooters? I don't know.
It's something like that. It wasn't streetwalker, but
Is it corner walker or corner stander? Or?
It was something like that. And I was like, oh, I want to add that to my vocabulary. And then I forgot it.
Yeah.
That's what my mom used to call him, you see.
Did you think it was scary?
Progressively so. Yeah, kind of. Mostly just because I imagined myself in a room with this dude telling me this story.
Had the misfortune of listening to this one in the dark when I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
I was like playing video games and had it in my headphones and it was just like, and I think I read Night Shift soon after I read Pet Sematary. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of already sensitive to the subject. Well, I've always been sensitive to the subject of children dying, but you know, it was fresh in my mind. And it's sort of worse because at least Lewis and Rachel, you know, do their son the courtesy of being upset by his death. And this guy says he's upset.
Yeah, I was really kind of sad, but then I got to take a night and just sleep.
But he gets over it. He's like, yeah, she was sad for a while, and then, you know, we get over it. I was like, you know, this is the time that we should be enjoying each other's. We can go to the movies without having to get a babysitter. I was like, oh my God, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah.
How does Lester Billings rank in terms of, like, terrible Stephen King dads?
Oh God, who's worse?
Al Marsh, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's hard because they're in bad in different ways.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Daddy, no.
Closet. Daddy.
No, she was saying claws.
Claws.
Sure of it.
I thought it was the tree in the showing the tree limbs through the window. Nope, she was saying claws. Boogeyman, Daddy. The part that really killed me is with his third kid,
mm-hmm.
where they're alone, and he intentionally puts the kid in a different room so that the boogeyman will leave him alone. I knew he would go for the kid because he's weaker. And then he, like, has to be upset about it. And the reason he's going to therapy isn't even because he feels remorseful and he needs to get it off his chest. It's because he wants to be convicted and he wants to go to jail, because in jail you can see all the rooms. There are no closets.
Yeah, there are no closets.
Did it feel like to you that none of this would have happened if he just wouldn't have moved his kids? Each of them dies when he moves them out of his bedroom, and it seems like his wife fights it every time, and then when the third kid dies, she's not home because she's with her parents.
Mm-hmm. I read it as he was cuckoo bananas and killed each of his kids. So
that was what I thought it was too, until the psychiatrist turned into the boogeyman and killed him.
I pictured him going like full psychosis at that point.
I took it as literal.
Yeah.
And so does the dollar baby.
Yeah. I've read the story as this is a dude who has killed each of his kids and is progressively going down this spiraling rabbit hole of denial.
So we also watched The Boogeyman Dollar Baby by Jeff Shiro from 1982.
Which is like almost a straight adaptation.
Almost. They kind of mess with the order a little bit, and they add like a mini subplot about the cops investigating him that they just drop halfway through it and just absolutely goes nowhere. It actually had like a video store release from something I saw on YouTube. The guy who did this Dollar Baby has
a lot of editor credits.
Yeah.
A couple directing credits, TV series.
Tales from the Dark Side. What did you think of the Dollar Baby?
It was fine, I guess. I don't know. It wasn't...
It was pretty meh.
It tried. I try not to criticize the Dollar Babies too hard.
Just watch the trailer.
Please hold while the guys look this up on YouTube.
When there are scary things we don't understand... So, this light...
It's Princess Leia!
...completely silent like it is right now.
Black lady?
No.
Oh, so you can see that there's nothing to be afraid of.
I guess she's the therapist.
She's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
I don't know. That smile, it was very boogeyman-esque.
So it's just in your head.
I'm serious, Sawyer. I need to be alone.
I feel like this movie is just taking like the absolute most basic idea
of monsters out of the closet,
which is just the boogeyman. That's
or monster that is in darkness, which has been done so many times. I was like, yeah, I mean, it looks like a horror movie trailer, and now I'm like, but before we had like the story of this dude who was like on the fringe on this psychiatrist couch, and his kids are kind of alluding to something that may be going on, and I don't know. I like the short story better.
Yeah.
Than this trailer, anyway. But, I mean, the movie might surprise us. You never know.
But it's got Leia in it, so it won't be... At least it'll be a 1 out of 10. It can't be a 0. Little Leia.
Little Leia, my Lolita.
Gross.
Obi-Wan Kenobi as Humbert Humbert.
Obi. So your homework is you're a psychotic dad who murders his children, but what fantasy creature do you blame it on and how? I take them camping where I brutally murder them and blame it on Bigfoot. I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about murdering my children.
Okay, I got one. I take them to church, and I blame it on God.
No, I take them to Easter service, and they choke on the body of Christ.
I thought you were going to go way darker.
It's pretty dark. Not as dark as The Boogeyman by Stephen King.
The Boogerton.
The Boogerton.
Ah! Oh my God, are you Stephen King?
No, I'm Dean Koontz.
Oh.
For the short story, what's your king?
The framing of the narrative.
How shook I was. Because not a lot of horror short stories shake me up, because a lot of them just didn't be, ooh, this thing happens, stinger ending, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. This one actually like really got me. And then my Koontz is, I don't know, the short story's pretty
tight.
Yeah. I like that the therapist changes into the boogeyman, but I guess you it may have been even better if you left it with a vague ending so that you could have your own more interpretations as to what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not sure I really have like a Kuntz. I feel like it'd be kind of forced.
Yeah, I'm hard pressed to think of what his wife is my Kuntz.
Why?
Because she stays with him.
Poor woman. Just got to deal with him and you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't get to open our short story rankings very often. Gonna go at number 3. The Boogeyman, which is right under Dracula's Guest.
Mine's gonna be my number 4.
Right under Dracula's Guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Above the Phantom Rickshaw.
Rickshaw! I'm Rickshaw, bitch!
I'm Pickle Rickshaw.
Pickle Rickshaw! I'm Pickle Rick Grimes. I'm Rick Grimes Shaw. Lovely movie we just watched. We're going to put it one spot above All That You Love Will Be Carried Away.
Yeah, that's fair. It was better than that.
But not really better than anything else we watched.
I wanted to put it above Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, but at least that had production quality.
Yeah.
Which it's not fair for...
No.
But at the same time, I mean, visual it's still, medium.
Yeah. It's either entertaining or it's not.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell people.
The Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, at least I got to look at a Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Next Thursday, we will be back with a review of the film. Saw the first trailer, saw the second trailer. I felt a little better with the second trailer because at least, like, it gave you a little bit more of an idea of what the story is. But still, the story doesn't really seem like... It doesn't really seem like it's based off of Stephen King's short story. It just seems like it's a story about the boogeyman. There was a therapist.
Yeah.
But...
I can almost guarantee that... It almost feels like the screenplay wasn't even written with Stephen King in mind.
Yeah, that's...
But, again, that might change when I see from the trailer.
That's... When I saw the first trailer, I was excited for this movie. And then I saw the first trailer and it's like, oh, this just looks like it doesn't really have anything to do with the story. But yeah, we'll see. Who knows? Go in with low expectations. So that's next Thursday. And then our next two Thursday bonus episodes will be the Treehouse of Horror Ring and the Blob parodies. And then this Sunday is our episode on the film classic Pet Sematary 2. The next Sunday will be the Pet Sematary remake. And then the following Sunday is our next book episode. That's Sunday, June 18th, where we will be reviewing Lolita. By Vladimir Nabokov.
My doll, my Dolores.
Dolores.
My urge to talk like Humbert Humbert everywhere I go.
Do it. I'll talk like Judd. You talk like Humbert Humbert. It'll work out.
Yeah.
Nobody will hate us.
Nobody will hate us a lot. We should just do that the entire time when Hef's here.
You kind of go down that road. Okay. Thank you for reading Pet Sematary and jamming it in as a bonus episode so we can go see that movie.
You mean Boogeyman?
Oh. Thank you for reading The Boogeyman and jamming it in so we can go see that movie.
Yeah, no, that's great. So yeah. Let's just be topical.
It's a good short story.
Yeah.
And I feel like if a Stephen King movie comes out, I think we're obliged to do whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just feels like necessary at this point.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. Thank you to our patrons, Abigail the First Breaker, Chains Mother of Dragons, and...
Logan.
The Full Metal Patron. And say hello to the original Boogeyman, who owns and operates Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming in the Morgantown Mall in Morgantown, West Virginia. Then you can also visit the store at the mall at Robinson in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And that's... where the Boogeyman hangs out and he sells comics. I don't really know where I was going with that.
He sells them to boogers.
He sells boogers.
He sells.
He'll charge you doll hairs. So if you want to buy something, bring some doll hairs with you, and he'll say, okay, that's 7 doll hairs, and then try to pay.
I really want to make him eat these jelly beans.
Yeah, I want to watch him suffer. I want to watch you suffer. All right, that's it. Stay tuned for our socials and stay scary.
Stay scary, everybody.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share, and subscribe. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher, and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to the horrorofbabylonpodcast@gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and all other major podcast apps. Stay scary.
It do ya, 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 it do ya